91.7 KXT. Milo Green is in the studio today for the KXT live sessions. They play tonight at LaGrange in Deep Ellum. The new album is also called Milo Green. Welcome, you guys. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Love to dive right in, hear a song. Can we hear 1957?
Let's do it.
KXT. It's Milo Green live in the studio here. Great song, 1957, from the new album called Milo Green. You've been asked this question many, many times, but Milo Green doesn't exist as a person. Is that true?
Well, we didn't think Milo Green existed. He was a fictional character that helped us book shows and things before we formed as a band when we were in separate bands. But we found out that there is a Milo Green in Sneedsville, Tennessee, who enjoys bluegrass music and doesn't really listen to the rock and roll too much. But I think we won him over. And now we have a new fan named Milo Green.
We were on a radio station in New York, and they asked us that question, you know, does Milo Green exist? We were like, well, no. And they're like, that's where you have it wrong. And they called up this guy, and they had him on the line. And so we got to talk to him, and it just changed our lives forever.
But he's it's safe to assume that he's not British and wears a three-piece suit like your cooking is.
far from it, but he's probably a very handsome gentleman. Hopefully we'll get to meet him someday.
For a number of years, when I was doing like a DIY type of thing, singer-songwriter, and I was touring, and all gigs were booked through, you know, these names of people I'd created to represent me, because I just didn't want to send it out under my own name and feel like a dork, you know.
Really, it's a brilliant idea too. Everyone's a lead singer. Everyone switches off and on different instruments. It's a total collaboration effort. You produced a film too.
Yeah, it's just always kind of been part of the vision. It's almost like we see ourselves as curators. We get to, you know, like album art and a movie and the album itself, you know, and everything is kind of part of this brand that is Milo Green. And with the movie, you know, we all love film. We all love movies. And we had always seen our music, we like to call it cinematic pop. We'd always seen it very much tied together with you know, the background of movies and film and such. So we wanted to just kind of do that on our own. And we had some time to kill after our record was done. And we said, let's make a movie.
The film, by the way, is called Modison. You can see it right now. It's streaming at the website, milogreen.com. How long did it take to produce the whole thing?
We shot it in about 4 or 5 days. It was pretty quick. We had the idea. We've had the idea for a long time, but when we realized, you know, now was the time to make it, we probably, in the matter of, you know, probably a month and a half, had it written and shot, and then the editing's taken the last number of months. But yeah, it was probably about a month to get it on its feet.
Now, you recently got to play Letterman. You played on Conan and Carson Daly. We've got a lot of local musicians that are always listening. We play a lot of their music, too. And I guess for them, what's it like to play a show like that? Is it different? Is it different at all from any other gig?
It's pretty surreal, I think. I mean, they were all different. Letterman, we drove straight from Washington, D.C. to New York. And we got to New York City to load in at Letterman at like 3:30 a.m. So we hadn't slept. The studio is like 30 degrees. It's just freezing. And we spent the entire morning loading in and sound checking. And so when we actually did Letterman, you know, we were all kind of zombies just in a different world. And it was just this very strange experience that was happening. We didn't fully understand what was happening. luckily for Conan, it was in Los Angeles and we were home. So it was a little bit more relaxed, and we got to kind of enjoy the day. And
Graham's dad even ended up as part of the broadcast.
Yeah,
no kid.
My dad and our drummer Curtis's dad both made it into the feature, where they kind of put the spotlight on a random audience member and like make a little caption and make fun of them a little bit. So out of the six people they picked, three of them were our guests and two of them were our dads, which is a pretty insane ratio considering they did not know who our parents were. It was just dumb luck.
What'd they say about your dad? Like, he liked the Spin Doctors or something?
Yeah, they were doing like fake Craigslist ads, and they panned to my dad. He was the very first person, and they said, older guy who's with it wants to do the do and rock out with young kids listening to hip bands like the Spin Doctors.
This is all why his face is just right there on the screen.
Once again, thanks so much for coming to the studio today. It's Milo Green, Robbie Arnett, Graham Fink, Andrew Herringer, Curtis Marrero, and Marlena Sheets. All are Milo Green. See him tonight at LaGrange in Deep Ellum. How about taking us out with a song from the album? How about Take a Step?
Here it is.
Okay. Up on the throne is a garden leaf. Is this the sight of sweet relief? Don't dim the lights, no early grave. I'm born too soon. Forget this place and take a step into the sea. Take a step into the sea. wash your love all over me. Wash your love all over me. Upon the door is an open latch. Our hearts will shake, but hands relaxed. The window will light. The garden's leaf, it will take this air. A sweet relief. And take a step. Step into the sea. Take a step, step, step into the sea. Wash your love all over me. Wash your love all over me.
Soft has never felt so hard, your face front of me. Still I see we're getting closer to what is unseen. So let down your guard. Oh, I knock down my guard. If I knock down my guard, then I take a step, step, a step into the sea. Take a step into the sea. Oh, wash your love all over me. You better wash your love all over me.